Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging around with me. It's my pleasure to be able to spend some time with you and introduce you to, as I said earlier, some really smart people like our good friend Tom Sullivan. Thomas Sullivan, Esquire, is Chief Counsel for Advocacy over at the U.S. Small Business Administration. That's the organization that, as I told you earlier, has been charged, among other things, with making sure that laws and regulations don't hurt you and me unnecessarily, that they're not more onerous on us than they need to be, and that something isn't passed to fix one thing and wind up hurting something else, and that something else being you and me and our small businesses. He's our good friend Tom Sullivan. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's good to be with you.
It's good to have you back, as always. And also, folks, I'll remind you that of some other stuff that comes out of Tom's shop. And that's the great work that Chad Moutray does, the chief economist over there at the Office of Advocacy. Tom, we use Chad's stuff every week. We reference something of the good work of the great financial perspectives and the stats and all the different things that he does over there that he cranks out to tell us how small business is doing. We use those things all the time. We thank you for his work.
Oh, well, I thank you for getting the word out. I mean, we put a lot of effort into documenting the power of small business, but, you know, we are a government office, so we're not going to do any good unless folks like you and your small business brain trust really spread the message.
Well, we do our best because we believe in what you guys are doing. Tom, one of the things I know you want to talk about today are some what you call the 2008 top 10 rules for review and reform. Tell us about this.
Well, Jim, what has happened over the past several years, and it's no surprise to small business, is that this country is losing its competitive edge because of the mandates that come out of Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a calculation that the burden on business in this country is over $1.1 trillion in rules and regulations.
Wow.
That actually, per household, that is more than the cost of health insurance.
Wow.
So we really rolled up our sleeves and said, is there anything that we can do about this? Because we've done a pretty good job of making sure that new rules and regulations are streamlined to have the least impact on small business.
And so you're talking about the cost of compliance of these things.
Yes, yes. The idea
that number is the cost of compliance, like filling out your an OSHA form or whatever it might be.
Well, you know, we're coming up on tax season. Filling out your tax form, filling out your environmental protection permitting forms,
right.
Your OSHA forms, all of those wonderful requirements flowing out of Washington, D.C. And so we really have to look at the existing burden and say, are there things that we can get rid of? Are there parts of these rules that we just don't need anymore because technology has evolved or business practices have evolved? And instead of coming up with rules to reform ourselves, we put the word out to small business and said, give us the rules that should be reformed. We received over 80 nominations for reform, and we narrowed those down to the top 10. And last week, we put those to the agencies and said, this is what America's economic engine needs for you to reform. So we've put it to the agencies to say, let's step it up, let's keep our country competitive, and let's mm-hmm. lighten the regulatory burden on these small businesses. And 6 months from now, we're going to post their response to our request. And 6 months after that, we'll give another update because mm-hmm. we think that the power of transparency is going to call these agencies to action.
You know, one of the things that I was thinking about as you're talking about this, I thought about the elephant. You know, you can tie down an adult elephant with just a stake in the ground and a rope around his foot. And the reason is because when he was a baby, that's what they did. They tied him to a stake, and he knew he couldn't move the stake. So the rest of his life, he believed that when his foot was tied down, that he couldn't move, even though a big elephant could pull the stake out of the ground. That's how they train elephants. That's an insidious thing. My point is these regulations, we have them. We've had them so long. We have so many of them. After a while, we start saying, well, you know, this is the way it is. This is life. This is the way we have to be. And what you're saying, and I'm so glad you're doing it, and as small business owners, we've all got to do this. We've got to throw off some of these shackles. We've got to say some of these regulations, some of these things we're living with are not shouldn't be a way of life.
You're absolutely right.
But there are some things that we have to do. I mean, you know, there's some regulations that some paperwork that has to be done. I mean, the government has to operate. We just need to make sure when it operates efficiently. Now, let's talk about some of the things that you're working on specifically.
Well, good. Let me dive right into some of the top 10, because what you just said is absolutely true. You know, we want cleaner air. We want safe workplaces. But you know, sometimes government doesn't get it right. So what we're doing is relying on small business to come up with the solutions. One of our rules for reform is from dry cleaners. And these dry cleaners have said, we want to provide more environmentally friendly ways to clean clothes. But EPA is inspecting a set of rules that actually does not work with modern dry cleaning machines. So what the dry cleaners are saying, they're not saying to EPA, go away and leave us alone. They're saying, why aren't you using, in your inspection and enforcement, why aren't you using techniques that reflect modern technology? And so one of our reforms...
So they're using 20th century techniques to evaluate 21st century technology.
You're absolutely right. And what the small business dry cleaners are saying is, we want EPA to move into the 21st century.
Yeah.
And we agree. And, you know, I think one of the great things about this initiative is that the agencies agree, too. And so that's why we're so optimistic that we're going to move forward on this. So that's one of the rules. We've got three other environmental rules that we want EPA to take a look at. We actually have a couple of federal contracting rules, too. Here's one that's really interesting. You know, that architect engineering services firms, they actually have to add retainage requirements to government contracts and post a bond. Mm-hmm. But ironically, they're for the same reason. They're to try to lessen the government's risk in pursuing a contract. So why not get rid of one of them?
Right. We don't need both of them. Hold on to that thought. I'm going to get you to explain how we would do that right after these messages. Folks, these are real small business overburdening regulations that Tom's trying to work through on this thing, and we need your help. We need you to stay involved. This is one of the examples. When I talk about you getting involved in your industry with the government, this is one of them. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hard to believe that a man of your humility and quiet demeanor could have that long a career in radio.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and we also have askjim.biz, that's our knowledge base. And, of course, the first one is where you can find all the things that we do here, the show and the articles and the archives and the Brain Trust members and the newsletter and the blog and all the stuff that we do here, and it's all free just for you. Tom Sullivan has been a member of my Brain Trust now for many years. He's Chief Counsel for Advocacy at the U.S. Small Business Administration. He does a great job, and we're talking about some of the projects he's been working on, some of the things he's been identifying, some of the regulations that are onerous regulations. These are regulations that make no sense, that have been foisted upon you and me, small business owners. These are directly small business regulations, folks. There are real small business owners, perhaps you're one of them, who are being influenced by these regulations, either directly or indirectly, and we need to get them fixed. Tom, I want you to finish up on the architect issue that you were just telling us about.
Well, we actually heard from some small businesses who do contracting with the federal government, and the architect and engineering companies have to actually add to their bids to try to win a federal government contract a retainage fee. They also have to post a bond, and this is to try to minimize risk in case the small business runs into financial trouble in the middle of the contract. Well, you know, what we found is these two requirements are for the same purpose.
Right.
And, you know, once again, Washington, D.C. adds a series of requirements without figuring out that they're actually duplicative.
Right.
And so these small firms have said, well, why don't we work with the government contracting part of government and remove one of these requirements?
Mm-hmm.
And so we thought that was a good idea, and we are now putting that before the White House government contracting office, and we're hopeful that they take action on this.
Good for you. That's a good one. All right. What's the next one?
Well, the next one is to update. This is a great one to update the Mine Safety and Health Administration, MSHA. They actually are enforcing a set of rules that govern explosives in mines that are out of date from modern industry standards. I mean, here's a classic case, Jim, where the small business owners actually provide a safer environment for the very dangerous work underground than the OSHA inspectors are enforcing.
Hmm.
So these small businesses who really want the people who use their products to be safe, they're asking MSHA to actually update their rules.
Hmm.
So it really an amazing case, and not shouldn't be surprising to small business, that the small business owners are actually ahead of the curve when it comes to rules and regulations. And in this case, these small business owners are asking MSHA, update your rules so that we can get some credit to actually providing safe products and devices.
This is so classic, though, especially in the 21st century, Tom, and not to get into politics too much, but so much of the political policies that all the candidates are on both sides of the aisle are proposing are still stuck in the 20th century. I mean, this is the Washington mindset. For the most part, Washington hasn't come into the 21st century.
Well, you know, I think it really does have to do with the mindset. You know, politics aside, I think some folks look to government for solutions, and other folks who really understand how small business works looks to Main Street for solutions.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And many of these nominations are explaining to government that the small business owners are actually doing more to protect the environment, doing more to protect their workers, doing more to actually bring in tax revenues than the government actually is doing, and they're asking the government to keep up with them rather than enforcing a set of outdated rules that hampers their competitiveness on a global market.
Folks, there are other programs being nominated in the top 10. There's one on oil spills. There's one on clean water, drinking water. There's one on recycling of solid waste. There's one here on flight rules. There's one on OSHA. There's one on reverse auctions, which I'm not sure if we'll have time to talk about that one. But I want you to, before we run out of time, Tom, I want you to talk about the small business home office deduction.
Well, Jim, actually, you know, and it's an amazing statistic, that 53% of this country's 26 million small business owners are home-based.
Yep.
I mean, that is a huge amount.
Millions.
And there is a part of the tax code that is intended to help these home-based businesses. It's a home office deduction. Now, the problem is that there is this rumor out there that if you take a home office deduction, that you're going to be flagged for an audit.
Right.
And there also is the understanding that the complexities involved in actually determining the calculation of the deduction drives people away from taking advantage of the very part of the tax code that's intended to help them.
How do we fix this?
Small business owners have asked us, why doesn't IRS just have a standardized home office deduction, a set amount that you can simply check off and use as a standardized deduction on your tax forms?
Mm-hmm.
And it's this type of very simple, common sense solution that we're excited about making sure that agencies pay attention to.
You know, Tom, have you got time to stay a little bit longer?
I'd like to get to work for your brain trust and hold these agencies' feet to their
fire. All right, I'll let you go. Give us the website quickly.
SBA.gov/ADVO.
ADVO, sba.gov/ADVO. Thanks, Tom, for being here. Good job today. See you next
Jim,
time.
Thank you. You're doing great.
Thanks.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.